This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. One Bridgegate investigation down, two to go. With last week's release of Governor Christie's internal probe into the Fort Lee lane closure scandal, the attention now shifts to the New Jersey State Legislature's investigative committee and the federal probe underway by the state's U.S. Attorney, Paul Fishman. The internal report drawn up by the governor's legal team cleared Governor Christie of any involvement in the George Washington Bridge lane closures, but many state Democrats are crying foul, claiming the report is a whitewash. So many are hoping the concurrent legislative and federal investigations will provide more answers, but what exactly are they looking at and how do they get to the truth? For some insight into the process, we're joined now by Robert Del Tufo. He's the former U.S. Attorney for New Jersey and served as the state's Attorney General under Governor Jim Florio in the early 1990s. Robert Del Tufo, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
We know what Governor Christie's internal investigation found. Former Port Authority Executive David Wildstein appeared to have ordered these lanes closed out of some unknown animosity against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey. That finding alone, is there anything criminal about that?
We don't know why Wildstein did that. I mean, the thing that people are focusing on in an investigative sense is whether the governor knew or directed that these things happen. Wildstein, certainly, you could see an obstruction of justice charge here, or misconduct in office charge. That's a state violation. Perhaps even a federal Hobbs Act violation, which is where someone tries to take advantage of their office to secure a benefit. And this benefit would be perhaps to not only to punish the mayor of Fort Lee, but to get him to come around and endorse the governor for his reelection.
Is there anything here that would violate the Federal Commerce Act, the flow of goods from New Jersey to New York over the bridge, or putting people in harm's way through the massive traffic jams?
It's possible. There are federal laws that deal with interference with interstate commerce. There's also a violation whenever federal money is involved and it's diverted for improper purposes. Now, there may be federal money involved in funding things for the George Washington Bridge and the Port Authority, and the act of using Port Authority personnel to implement this scheme could make someone culpable.
Tell me more about the legislative committee's work. What power do they have? What's the end game for them?
The legislative committee is not a criminal investigative body. The misconduct, if they find it, is relevant to whether or not they can pass some laws that deal with the situation and prevent it from happening in the future. I would guess that there is communication between the legislative committee and the United States attorney, and that the legislative committee will let the U.S. attorney do his job. You know, the governor could end all of this right away if he followed through on his commitment to cooperate with all reasonable inquiries into what occurred by just letting the public look in his files.
I wonder if you, as a former prosecutor, really just wish you were back in the trenches when there's stories like this afoot and probes like this afoot. Makes you want to roll up your sleeves and start digging through boxes of documents, right?
It really does. And, you know, the state attorney general in New Jersey has extraordinary power, extraordinary scope of responsibilities. It's a fantastic office to be involved with. I'm disappointed that they're not involved in this inquiry.
Do we know why?
Well, I think the reason given was that they don't want to show a possible conflict of interest because it's the governor, but it's because John Hoffman, who is a wonderful man, is an acting attorney general. He can be discharged by the governor at any time.
Robert Del Tufo is a former U.S. attorney for New Jersey. He also served as the state's attorney general under Governor Jim Florio in the early 1990s. Mr. Del Tufo, a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure speaking with you, Amy.
This is WNYC.